Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Jeremiah, I don't know how you can help me. I received an offer from you all.
Okay. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yep.
Go ahead.
2311.
2311.
2401.
2401.
0062.
0062.
4866.
4866.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a number that you're calling from just in case the phone gets disconnected?
660-216-2663.
216-2663? Yes. Perfect. And can I get your name, sir?
Dorsey Swear Engine.
How do you spell that?
First name is D-O-R-S-E-Y.
D-O-R-S-E-Y.
Last name is S-W-E-A-R-I-N-G-E-N.
Okay. Great. And what's the name of your business there, Dorsey?
Well, this would be, I usually go by Spurgeon Farms.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what,
Let me see here. I'm sorry, you said what type of farm?
Square Engine.
Square Engine?
Farm. F-A-R-M-S.
You said Square Engine?
Last name. And then F-A-R-M-S Farms.
Okay. So Square Engine Farms.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay.
They're out here in Missouri in a rural area.
Yeah, okay, in Missouri, right on. How's the weather out there today?
Well, it's kind of warm, but not as hot as it was yesterday.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
It's unseasonably warm.
Okay. Well, how's your company structured? Are you guys a LLC, S Corp?
A sole proprietorship.
Sole proprietorship. Okay. Sole prop. All right. All right, Dorsey, why don't you tell me a little bit of what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Well, you know, it says it's you can use it to buy. I was thinking about getting into doing a little skid loader work, you know, and so you would need like a trailer, skid loader, some attachments, maybe a truck to pull it with or to haul dirt with.
Okay. So you're looking more on the lines of equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a specific vendor already picked out where you're gonna?
No.
Go ahead.
The main reason I called was I was set up to 6 years, 72 months. The real curious thing is interest rate. You know, that's a killer. You know. So what would the interest rate be on something like this?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a couple questions, see if I can give you a better idea. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Must be good. Everybody's got it. No. I think it's something less than, I don't know, it changes. I think it's something less than 700. That's not too bad, is it?
Okay, yeah, no, that's pretty good. Okay, and, let me ask you this. Dorsey, have you gone to, like, your local bank and see if you can get financing?
Actually not. I prefer not to work with them anymore.
Okay. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because they want an arm and a leg for a finger's worth of money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I went up there and wanted $100,000, they'd want my whole $1 million farm and whatever else I got for collateral.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then there you would be with, sure they would be concerned. If you wanted more, you should have asked for it before because they're not going to loan you anymore.
And then they can always call on it anytime they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, I understand.
I've had a way to do what I'm
looking to do.
Yeah. And I can do that for for a year, interest free. But
and how? What way is that?
I'm not with credit cards.
Oh, okay, yeah. But you get 1 year free interest.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm smart enough to know that it gets pretty expensive after the year if you don't get it all worked out. I tend not to like to be into a deal like I'm talking to you about without having 6 years would be even short term, but still having the interest rate, knowing what it is and what your payments are going to be, you know. And
yeah. Well, let me Doris, let me ask you, what's more important to you? Are you looking to try to get a longer term and keep your payment smaller? Or do you want, all you care about is the rate?
Longer term, payment smaller, but the rate is a big thing. You know,
okay.
If the rate is, you know, you can't afford to pay too much for the convenience of having your term straightened out, you know.
Sure, okay. Longer term rate. Are you 100% owner of your business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Well, like I said, 50 years.
50 years?
I'm 70. A lot of people wouldn't even think about doing more, you know. I'm also a firm believer that if I can't borrow the money to do what I want to do, I mean, if it won't stand on its own, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
No, it makes sense. Did you say 50, though, like 50?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, good for you.
I've actually been on my own probably even longer than that. But at my current location, I've been there since 1970.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome. What'd you guys do in sales last year?
Last year wasn't real great because I went through some health issues and I haven't been doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This year is going to be pretty big.
Okay.
It's non-typical. So
last year, what did you end up, what were your sales for the year?
Probably in around 50.
Okay.
But that was basically doing nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't generating any money.
Okay, what about the first 6 months of this year?
Well, I sold some real estate and everything, and so that was like $360,000.
Okay.
I got my all caught up on everything. I now have money to do what I'm asking you to maybe do, but like I said, I'm not going to put my money in that.
Sure.
You know?
Do you have a... Go ahead.
If it won't stand on its own and make its payments and make me some money, then I don't need to be doing it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Do you have an idea of what the skid loader and the truck maybe combined might cost you? Might set you back?
I'm schooled. I don't buy new and stuff like that. You're probably looking at in the 50 grand, maybe 60 grand, you know.
50 to 60 grand. Okay, and that's used equipment, right?
Yeah, but it won't be wore out equipment. You know what I mean?
Okay. But it is used, right? It's not going to be.
If I was to go new, the skid loader would cost that much.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's the other possibility is buying it and have them finance it for, you know, and do it that way. But I'm always curious about offers. I don't take a lot of them up, you know.
No, I totally understand. When would you need it by?
Oh, I haven't even really. I've thought it out, but I haven't, and I've checked around. I don't really have anything lined up. Right away.
But, okay, so there's no rush right away.
Yeah.
Okay. And what happens if you don't end up getting the financing you're looking for?
I just don't do it. Or I do it another way.
Okay.
No.
Do you have any current business loans out right now?
I even have security. I mean, I can do that. But I'm really curious about the interest rate. What would it be?
It's yeah.
It won't do a variable.
Yeah, it is a fixed rate. We typically our rates start mid-single digits and work their way up from there. So I've seen, you know, like the last one I just did had a 9% rate on it.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, but I mean, we got it. The main factor for him was he needed his monthly payment to be a certain amount. So, like I said, it just kind of depends on what you're looking for and, you know, what's the overall goal here that you want to hit? Because I can do that. If it's strictly rate, I mean, we can get you a good rate. It's just, you know, the term is only going to be like a year, right? If you want something that's going to stretch for 6 years, 5-6 years, you know.
I'm not interested in 10 years. That would make me 80.
Yeah. No, I get it. It just we want to be able to figure out what works best for your business.
Hey, and they've changed a lot since the
1990s.
Is it always monthly payments, or is it semi-annual payments, quarterly payments, yearly payments?
It would be monthly payments.
Okay.
So, but. I mean, I don't want to waste your time, so I mean, I could send you an application and we could, you know, get you some hard numbers, but I think we should probably wait until you're ready to pull the trigger on, or when you find the pieces, or would you be interested in trying to figure it out before you look for the equipment?
Well, I kind of like to have a plan before I get
okay.
in past my nose, at least, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Dorsey, why don't I send you an application? Along with a short list of documents that I would need to get you the approval. And then I can come back, get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours, and let you know what we got you approved for, and then we can kind of take it from there.
Okay.
What's a good email for me to send the application to?
I'm out of school. I don't do email.
You don't do email?
No.
Okay.
I don't do computer.
Okay. You got a fax machine?
Actually, at the present time, I don't.
You don't have a fax machine?
No.
Okay.
I have access to one. Don't have one.
Okay. Well, you let me know what's the best way for me to get this to you. I can do fax, email. We can do smoke signals.
Best way really would be to mail it to...
To mail it?
Bringen Farms.
Exactly
that. 221 North Market Street.
Yeah, that way it'll come straight to me.
Okay.
If you have any other...
Memphis, Missouri. 63555.
All right, let me see if I got that. 221 North Market Street, Memphis, Missouri, 63555. I got it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right. You have any other questions for me?
Very much for your time.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.